From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We're going to begin this part of the show with a story about wolves and what happens when they make a comeback. Wolf packs are starting to multiply on federal lands, and that's causing big changes in food chains and the forests themselves. A preview of these ecosystem changes can be found in the current issue of the journal Ecology. A team of biologists reports on some surprising changes that occurred in the Canadian Rockies when wolves returned. Here's NPR's John Nielsen.
Mark Hebblewhite tracks wolf packs in Canada's Banff National Park. Or is it the other way around? Hebblewhite recalls his first encounter with the wolves in the early 1990s.
It was a fresh snowfall, and I could hear ravens, so I knew there was a kill in the area. And I was tracking along this old road, and I stopped to bend down to look at these wolf tracks. And I remember writing in my notes that day, geez, these wolf tracks look fresh.
He heard a scary barking noise and turned around to see that three wolves were standing on a rise just behind him. The biggest of these wolves stepped forward, stared at Hebblewhite, peed on the ground in front of him, then turned and led the two other wolves into the woods. Hebblewhite says he felt euphoric. Then, shortly afterwards, he found the carcass of an elk that had been ripped to pieces by a wolf pack.
There's blood scattered everywhere, and then they, just like, you know, when you give a dog a bone, well, then there's all these little trails going out 20 to 30 meters in like a circle around the kill where wolves have gone off with their little bone and they eat 20 pounds of meat and then have a good 8-hour nap and go at it again.
Hebblewhite has seen a lot of elk killed by wolves since that day in 1992. Curiously, he's only seen it happen on the western side of Banff National Park. On the eastern side, near the town of Banff, wolves are rarely seen, he says. In other words, for at least 10 years now, Canada's Banff National Park has been split into an elk side and a wolf side, with virtually identical rain and wind conditions on each end. Gordon Oriens, a prominent ecologist with the University of Washington, calls it an accidentally perfect site for scientific studies.
So in a sense, you have what is an experimental design in the field with what happens with and without wolves.
Teams of researchers went to work on both sides of this park in the early 1990s, comparing the changes made to forests full of elk to the changes made to forests full of wolf packs. On the elk side of the park, willow trees that had once held a lot of songbirds had been browsed down to the ground, as had aspen beavers used to build their dams. Without the aspen, wolf watcher Mark Hebblewhite says it wasn't long before a crucial wetland was at risk.
So the late 90s, when there was essentially one beaver dam holding this entire wetland, which is the largest wetland in all of Banff National Park and an important staging ground for migrating waterfowl and all this kind of stuff, this whole wetland was being held together by one little beaver dam.
Meanwhile, over on the wolf side, things were starting to look richer. Golden eagles, once uncommon, gathered by the dozens on the wolf kills. Down by the river near the beaver dams, the ash and willow thickets became so thick that Hebblewhite says researchers had to hack their way through them.
And then you stop and you close your eyes and you hear yellow warblers, you hear Wilson's warblers, you hear American redstarts, all kinds of flycatchers. You hear this incredibly rich songbird community.
The elk on the side of the park that was free of wolves did more than damage forest ecosystems, however. Hundreds of western elk abandoned the depleted forests and began moving into town, snarling traffic and snarfing down the flowers in everybody's gardens. Early on, nobody seemed to mind that much, says Hebblewhite. Then the ugly incidents began.
About 7 to 10, we call them contact charges a year. What that means is the elk actually, stomps on you and sends you to the hospital.
In 1997, a preschool boy was nearly stomped to death by a so-called townie elk. Afterwards, most of these elk were herded out of the area by Canadian park rangers, who later built wilderness corridors that made it easier for the wolf packs to move into elk territory and bring the herds under control. Ecologists say studies like this one make a couple of important points. First, if you want a forest full of willow trees and songbirds and beaver dams, your choices are to shoot a lot of elk or deer, or make sure there are enough wolves around to do the killing job for you. But in the United States, where wolf packs are neither as big nor as numerous as they are in Canada, elk blobs are now said to be moving into cities. Mark Hebblewhite says townie elk have already injured residents of Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Mammoth, Wyoming, and Gardner, Montana. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.